My opening scripture is still the same one from last week, and we divided it into three segments. And it's Psalm 68, verse 6. And I have it in the King James, and I won't go back and do the first part of it. As far as the breakdown of it, I'd like to talk about the second part. But the word said, God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. And we have that scripture up on the board as well, because I know sometimes if I don't wait for you to find it, I can get speedy and go on, and I don't want you to miss it. And we talked about who the solitary are, how God will take one person and raise them up to be a blessing and to use them and to increase them and to prosper them and to cause them to succeed in whatever he has set them into to do. And we did some slides last week from several of the different mission trips, and most of you were here to see those last week. Listening to it without the slides, where you could just hear it on the church website, it didn't have the same impact, and I knew that might be a little bit different, but when you could actually see the results of this principle of how God takes the solitary, even one person, and raises them up and puts them in a family, like when a person gets saved and they become part of a local church, and they're given that opportunity to live and to learn about that whole brand new life that every person has in Christ. And the second part of that, he brings out those who are bound with chains. And I thought a lot about that and meditated on that part. And who are the ones bound with chains? And yes, this has its roots in Israel, when the Israelites were brought out of Egypt and out of slavery and captivity. And they seem to have had a history of those things happening. And each time they would cry out to the Lord for deliverance, God was faithful to deliver them and to bring them out. And Israel is kind of an example of the body of Christ in a sense. They're two separate things, but you can glean a lot of similarities. And in a person's life, if you're not in the land that God promised you, if you're not saved yet, that's where that hope is extended to, because people are enslaved before they're saved. Many times enslaved with, we can't be free from our sins outside of Jesus' blood. We can't be even saved without believing on the finished work of the cross, where we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he is the Son of God, and that he shed his blood on Calvary's cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And to believe that in our heart. While to every person who's not saved yet, they're still in this group of people who are still enslaved or entrapped. And that can happen in any number of ways. People have bitterness sometimes, and they just have a, somebody done them wrong, like that old beer-drinking hillbilly song, somebody done somebody wrong song. And I used to get so tired of hearing that music, I had no hope, but I'd still listen to it. And you know, outside of Christ, somebody did somebody wrong is every day. Somebody's always doing somebody wrong. Somebody's always taking advantage. Somebody's always using somebody or trampling on somebody, or even in a household, there can be conflicts. And bitterness can set in if things don't change. And people, when they get bitter, then their hearts get hardened, and then a root of bitterness takes root in the person's life, and that can be their chains, and they don't know how to get out of it. And so they just continue. Unforgiveness. Usually, if a person goes for a long time with an issue and they don't forgive, that root of bitterness, really, that's fertile ground. That's like putting cow manure on it. It's just going to grow. Unforgiveness is a really, really hard place to be, because there's no point in letting it go on. It'd be like taking a sack of rocks in a backpack and hiking up to the top of Fall Mountain 100 times and then lugging the same sack of rocks back to the bottom or any place you might want to go hiking. That's what unforgiveness does. It weights you down. It holds you back. It keeps you from even being able to have a conversation with others, when, and especially the person that you haven't forgiven, because it doesn't hurt them a bit. Unforgiveness hurts us. And the only way to be free is to forgive those who have wronged you, those who have hurt you, those who have taken advantage, those who have shut you down, those who have put you down, stepped on you. You become somebody's doormat. Those things hold people like in chains, and the only way to break them is through the gospel of Jesus Christ and receiving that freedom for yourself. And that's a good word today. In my case, drugs and alcohol went along with that, with a bitterness and unforgiveness I had against certain family, immediate family, and then uncles and nieces and nephews, that side of a family. But I did drugs and alcohol because I didn't know what to do with the unforgiveness. It kind of just clouded it over and made it even worse. So I can tell you firsthand that there are people that I know today that are still where they were all those years ago when that was part of my life. And I'm so thankful for the power of the gospel to break those things off our lives. You can be addicted to gambling. People can be addicted to cigarettes. People can be addicted to always got to have the latest new truck or the latest new car or the newest clothes or a new mall opens. People can get caught up in all kinds of things. But they're like chains that hold you bound. If something is greater than God in your life, then it's got you. And those things can be broken off by submitting that part of your life to Christ. It has to be all or nothing. And so he brings out those who are bound with chains. And that is such a truth. When a person comes to Christ and you give your life to him, that means you're no longer in charge. And sometimes we forget that and we think, well, I know what God said, but I think I'll do a workaround today and see if I can get around that, because I don't like what he said. I think I know my situation better. That's really, really foolish and dangerous thinking. But if we were to pass a silent basket around and say, how many have ever done that? There might be more than my name in that basket. We take control and think that we're going to fix everything. Let him bring you out. Let him set you free. Because whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So as we go along today, keep some of these things in mind, because I never know if I'm going to pick this back up after Huggy Break and all the other things that happen. So I like to go with the opening scripture, because we've got it now. And now we can meditate on and think about that.